Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lowry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lowry. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Martin moves to second. Frank Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McDougald catches it and throws to first to double up Lau. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene is walked intentionally. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal is 0-for-1 in the game. Beal hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mantle scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veel is 0-for-2 in the game. Veel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 0-for-1 in the game. Dittmar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields the ball and throws to Dittmar covering. Safe. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lau hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields the ball and throws to Dittmar covering. Safe. Keene moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Veal moves to second. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball towards right. Bauer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bauer. Keene tags and scores. Veal tags and moves to third. Bowling tags and moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Veal tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Tigers. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scourin strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball towards left. Maxwell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Maxwell. Seaburn moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Kubek reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lau takes first base on ball 4. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubek. Lau moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lau moves to third. Larry moves to second. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keen hits a pop-up towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lau tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ina Slaughter now playing right field. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Zach Monroe now pitching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle bunts towards the mound. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.